The fallout from the 2020 election continues to agitate. We saw about 300 people gathering, protesting, rallying on the steps of the Capitol in Lansing yesterday. Among the things that they want to do is start a petition drive to mandate a forensic audit of the 2020 results here in the state of Michigan. I should tell you, the idea of the term forensic audit is very misleading. There are audits. Forensic audit really doesn't mean anything. We have already had 250 partial audits on the precinct and at the county level. We've had recounts. And the election experts will tell you that those partial efforts are just as good at detecting widespread fraud as a whole-scale audit. We now have a GOP candidate for Governor James Craig coming out and endorsing what he called, quote-unquote, a full audit. We're not quite sure what that means. And when we tried to ask about it, the Detroit News was directed to his op-ed in their paper today. But one of the things that is happening is somewhat mysterious. I wouldn't call it clandestine, but in some of Michigan's largest counties, Republican members of Board of Canvassers are being replaced. In many instances, they are incumbents that wanted to be reappointed, but they're being replaced, jettisoned, jilted, in return for people that may be part of the Stop the Steal narrative. One of those who I think was hoping to continue serving her county is Monica Palmer, who we got to know during the post-election dramas in Wayne County following the 2020 election. She was a canvasser for Wayne County, a GOP canvasser, and she joins us live this morning. Monica Palmer, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Guy. Thank you for the opportunity.
Were you surprised that you were not reappointed?
Highly surprised. I've made it publicly clear many times that I intended to continue serving on the Board of Canvassers if given that opportunity. Actually, as the chair of the Wayne 14 Republican Committee, I submitted my list of nominees, which included my name. It was a huge shock that the congressional district chairs, who both live in Oakland County, submitted a different list that did not include my name.
So were you given an explanation? I'm sure that you were curious and you may have asked for one. What did they say?
There's the Michigan law says that when a county, and let me back up. This is very complicated.
Yeah.
The intent is for the county party chair to make the nomination. If you have a county that has more than two congressional districts in it, it is
right.
The congressional district chair. Wayne County has four congressional districts in it, the 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. There are four Wayne County congressional district chairs, myself being one of them. The MIGOP legal team and the 11th and 14th congressional, overall congressional chairs, contacted Wayne County and convinced them to use the entire congressional district chair, which encompasses for the 14th district, Brenda Lawrence's seat, so part of Oakland County and part of Wayne County.
So
when the intent is for a county chair to make this nomination, to have two individuals who don't even live in Wayne County making
right.
the nominations doesn't make any sense. And I've asked for clarification, and it sounds like the legal teams are going to stay the way it is.
Okay, but again, and I understand that there was a lot of machinations here, and it got more complicated than it needed to get, and maybe there was an effort to dilute the power of the 14th and the Wayne County leadership there by doing this. But to what end? Why take a canvasser? And I've got to tell you, you went through a hell of a lot of grief. You were called a racist. I know you had threats against your family. And what you got in return was basically a thank you very much, we're going to appoint somebody else. Have you been given an explanation?
No, but I know that the two gentlemen who submitted the nominations both have it out for me. I literally have a text message from the chair of the 11th Congressional District the night of the canvass when we did eventually certify, went from saying you're a patriot to you're a traitor and I'll make sure you never hold office within the GOP again. This is this is exactly what it looks like. There are people within the state party who are getting rid of any canvasser that isn't towing the line of we need to stop everything.
And when you say stop everything, are these folks that say in the future we need to put together a firewall that will contest everything if it doesn't turn out our way? I mean, I've talked to people that are in both parties that are concerned that we're putting disruptors in. And we should be very clear here, Monica, when you're a canvasser, you may be appointed by the party, but you're not representing the party. You're still representing the county and the county system of election controls.
That's absolutely correct. And I don't know who has been nominated across the rest of the state. I understand the push to get me out because I certified. You know, I never thought I'd have to fight the Republicans to hold this seat, right?
Right. Right.
But to find out they're doing this in other, like across the state, is what other motive would there be?
So you think this is a strategy to put together, and I don't want to put words in your mouth. Do you think that this is a strategy for disruption in the future? Or how do you think that these new canvassers will behave that is different from what their predecessors did?
So there are a couple of canvassers that are potentially going to be replaced who've been on the board of canvassers for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Election law is sticky. There's a lot to it. There's an educational process.
Institutional memory.
Yeah. And to lose that going into we've got a governor's race coming up. I walked into the role as a canvasser without any mentorship, because of COVID, I didn't get a chance to go through the training program. I had to learn under fire. I'm now hardened in that journey. And if you paid attention to the special election in May this year, the primary this year, the Democrats mm-hmm. and the Republicans on the Wayne County Board of Canvassers worked together. We had a couple of sticky questions that we had to work through. We deliberated. We worked together. We had civil conversations. We took advice from our legal team and ended up coming to a 4-0 conclusion on a sticky subject.
Right.
That's the way the process
right.
should work. And
yeah,
to lose that institutional knowledge and expert, experience, I think it's going to be a problem.
Well, it's also a cultural change from the kind of collegial, cooperative culture that you are part of, perhaps really changing the definition of what a canvasser does to being excessively adversarial and excessively partisan. And that's something that we should all be very careful of going forward. I'm sorry you had to go through this. I still feel badly for what you went through in November of 2020, Monica Palmer. Calmer waters ahead for you, I hope.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Take care. Monica Palmer, the outgoing Republican member of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers, raising a lot of important questions.